Hayao Miyazaki is the most beloved and best-known Japanese filmmaker in America, and I have been a big fan of his beautiful, charming animated films like My Neighbor Totoro and Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke, all full of mythical creatures and magical transformations. The 73-year-old director just released what he says is his final film, The Wind Rises, and it was something of a surprise. The Wind Rises is set mostly in the real world. The entirely sympathetic hero is an historic figure, Jiro Horikoshi, the engineer who designed the fighter planes that gave Japan air superiority early in World War II. Miyazaki is an outspoken liberal and pacifist, but his treatment of the war in this film has troubled people in Asia and the United States. To help sort this out, I'm joined by Linda Hoagland. She's a documentary filmmaker who grew up in Japan and knows Miyazaki. Linda, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
So, you know him. You've worked with him. You wrote the subtitles for a bunch of his movies. Why do you think he chose this military engineer as the subject for his final film?
You know, his father did owned a factory that manufactured airplanes during the war. And, you know, I've interpreted for him many times, and he often says many memorable things. And one of the most memorable was that he was 4 years old when the firebombs came, and his family had a truck because they were privileged. So he was on the truck, and he watched his uncle beat off other people who wanted to climb onto the truck. And so he says, I make films so that situation doesn't have to happen again.
Right.
But the problem is that his father did make planes for the war, and I think Miyazaki felt that he had to confront this. And he's also, as we know, he's in love with flight. He thinks airplanes are beautiful. They're also used in war. So how do you spin a piece of art out of this?
Well, as I say, as a fan, as a somebody who has loved every one of his films that I've seen unreservedly, this kind of gave me the creeps. I have to say, I want to play a clip from The Wind Rises, which is, by the way, as beautiful looking as all his other films. This is early in the film when the hero, Jiro Horikoshi, is still a child and he's dreaming of meeting the Italian airplane designer Giovanni Caproni, who is also a real-life figure who designed and manufactured planes for the Italian fascists. Here's the clip.
Japanese boy, I've been around planes all my life. You know how many I've flown?
None! Not a one! Many can fly airplanes, but I designed them. I create airplanes, and so can you. An aeronautical engineer!
Yes!
But remember this, Japanese boy. Airplanes are not tools for war. They're not for making money. Airplanes are beautiful dreams. Engineers turn dreams into reality.
Yes.
Arrivederci! We'll meet again!
That was from the new Miyazaki film, The Wind Rises. In the film, Miyazaki goes out of his way to show that the hero would rather that his planes not be used for war, even though the client for whom he and they are designing them are the military. I mean, I know it's a film. I know it's art. I know it's an animated film. But it's also a real guy with a real history. And it's hard to imagine that he, in real life, was so naive, disingenuous, whatever.
One of the fundamental problems that the United States occupation left behind was, although it had a war crimes tribunal – and arrested and tried 37. They arrested 37. They tried 18 and they hung 17. They left the emperor alone. So the guy in whose name everybody died was let off the hook.
Right.
Because the Americans were afraid of a communist revolution, and so they kept him in place. This memory, this war memory and question of guilt and who was guilty, it has not been dealt with in the way that it has been in Germany. It has fundamentally not been dealt with. No Japanese person has been put on trial in a Japanese court for what they did during the war.
Nor have they spent the next 60 years hunting down missing war criminals. And one, as I was watching the film, of course, I thought of the – if there were a German version of this making – you know, focusing on some real life, you know, Albert Speer or whatever, some guy who was just doing his work and wanted to make beautiful buildings or things, that it just – it would not be permitted, right?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
There is another hugely successful World War II film in Japan right now of a very different kind. It is live action. It's called The Eternal Zero, and it sentimentally portrays the pilots who flew the Zero fighter planes that Horikoshi designed. Miyazaki has said this is a terrible film, and it's perpetuating a phony myth of pride taking in the Zero fighter. And it's part of this larger political, I guess, debate or trend that's going on in Japan. Is it correct to think about them, though, in the same space? I mean, aren't they both part of Japan trying to reconcile itself in a kind of revisionist way to the war?
I think that would hurt Miyazaki if he heard that. I don't think he's trying to reconcile it in a revisionist way. This glorification of the kamikaze has sort of come in cycles, and it's back with a vengeance right now, because indeed there is a rightward trend in Japan. In the words of a well-known Japanese novelist, he talks now about the religious country, Japan, and that the religion is the Japaneseness, that people are so exhausted between the economic downturn, the tsunami, the nuclear. All of these things make them want to cling first to an identity as a Japanese and second as an individual, because the identity as a Japanese is safe. You won't be wounded. And so suddenly you hear nationalistic talk. You hear people belittling neighbors in Korea and China in an open way that I know Mr. Miyazaki finds very disturbing, because he wrote about that.
Linda Hoagland, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Linda Hoagland is a documentary filmmaker based in New York. So what do you think of these new Japanese movies glorifying World War II? Tell us at studio360.org.